Hi everyone, I'm Heather May Pustai and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation, and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode 148. I'm Dave Chapman, and today on the podcast, we're talking about big ideas that could shape the way that you do social media marketing for your brand or business. We'll cover several ideas that are on the horizon, like Instagram removing its like counts, and we'll also dream big with some other ideas of our own. A completely revamped timeline, for instance.
We've pulled up all the latest news and changes so that you'll know what to expect next on social. And we also polled the Science of Social Media listeners to see what they'd change on social media if they had a magic wand. We can't wait to dive into these topics. There's so much to look forward to on social media, both real and imagined.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off. Whenever we hop on customer research calls with our community, we often end the call by asking this one open-ended question. It goes like this. Forget about what's possible. If you could wave a magic wand and solve anything with our product, what would you do?
Wow, what a power.
I know, right? Literally, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. This question comes from Cindy Alvarez and her book, Lean Customer Development. We owe a huge debt of gratitude to Cindy because her question has led to some really amazing insights for the Buffer product.
And it's so interesting to consider that question in light of the social media space. It seems as if the makers behind our favorite social platforms are already thinking outside the box to solve problems for their audiences. It's as if they already have a magic wand.
Yes, and you can see evidence of this in the headlines. A few weeks back at Facebook's F8 conference, there were multiple announcements about changes coming to Instagram and Facebook. We learned that Instagram might be getting rid of likes and that Facebook might be rethinking the newsfeed. We can also see major innovations like Instagram shopping on the horizon.
All these changes really got our minds turning. How will marketers be affected by these moves? And if all this is possible, what else could be coming? What else should we wish for? Let's dive into the details of a number of these wish list items, starting with Instagram likes.
Right, so many of you have probably heard this news. Instagram is testing a way to hide the number of likes on each post. The news became official during Facebook's F8 conference a couple of weeks back. The head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, confirmed that the test is happening now, and the goal is to make Instagram feel less competitive.
Right, and if you live in Canada, you might have seen these changes already. Instagram began the experiment with a subset of users in Canada. The way it works is the total number of likes on an image or video is hidden when you're looking at the post. And instead of the like count, there's a short blurb that says, liked by Dave Chapman and others.
I do like a lot of photos on Instagram.
Yes, and for the ones you don't, then one name among the list of everyone who liked the post will appear there. Anyone can tap that text to see the full list of people who have liked the post. And if you'd like, you can add up all the different names to get the likes count.
The good news for marketers is that Instagram will still total up your likes for you. This like count won't be visible to anyone but you. Your like count can be seen by tapping the word others from the post. Then you'll see the list of everyone who liked the post, plus Instagram will total this number for you. And likes will still be available as usual in your full Instagram analytics, both natively and in social analytics products like Buffer Analyze.
When news of this change became official, the public sentiment was overwhelmingly positive. People are totally okay with getting rid of the likes count on Instagram posts. For the public, this is a huge change and could have significant benefits for mental well-being too. Like counts can be a source of constant competition and can sometimes affect one's self-esteem and self-worth, which is really interesting when we consider that May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
That's right, and for marketers, the change could have a couple of effects. First, according to an article in the Huffington Post, many people who have been testing the new Instagram change claim that they are posting more to Instagram than before. This would be good news for brands on Instagram who are there to engage with their audience.
And second, there have been thoughts that this change might impact influencer marketing because influencers will lose out on key elements of social proof. It remains to be seen exactly how this will shake out.
Overall, we anticipate that a change to likes on Instagram will have a small effect on marketers, if any. With likes being less visible, you may see behaviors change on Instagram, resulting in lower like counts over time. But these stats will still be available and accessible just like before.
Okay, let's stay on the topic of Instagram and cover another great magic wand what if scenario. What if you could shop directly on Instagram?
Right. In some ways, this reminds me of the Henry Ford quote. If I had asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. I'm not entirely sure I would have asked to be able to shop directly on Instagram, but now that it's possible, I love the idea.
Who doesn't want a faster horse or to be able to shop in-app? I don't think that you're alone in that. The early signs are that Instagram checkout has been a success, and it's just a matter of time before it's rolled out to more brands.
Right, so at the moment there are 20 brands that have access to Instagram checkout. This group includes fashion and beauty brands like Nike, Adidas, Dior, and Colourpop. With Instagram checkout, the full shopping experience happens on Instagram. You can tap from a post or story to a product page and complete the ordering experience directly in the app.
Amazing. Adidas gave a rosy review of their experience with Instagram checkout, counting it as a key reason why online sales for the shoe retailer have grown 40% year over year. That's incredible. And this isn't the first time Instagram has explored e-commerce. As I'm sure you've seen on the platform, you can find shoppable posts in your feed, in stories, and in videos. And back in March, Instagram reported that 130 million users are taking advantage of shoppable posts.
So what might this mean for marketers? Instagram checkout represents a potentially seismic shift in social media. We already have features like Pinterest's product pins. So the combining of e-commerce and social media kind of seems inevitable. A push from Instagram checkout might be just what is needed to get over the hump.
And this could have a huge effect on the role of a social media manager. Already, we're seeing that this role is shifting from a content producer to a multi-talented brand builder. If you caught last week's episode, episode 147, we covered a host of different skills that social media managers have to have today.
It's looking like you could add e-commerce sales to that list before long.
Yes, our best advice for the moment, get into the data of your social media performance. If you're using shoppable posts or social advertising, understand the best ways that you're capturing engagement on social media. This will help you be ready for if or when e-commerce fully arrives to social.
All right, we're going to shift gears to a few other big what if changes across the other social networks right after this break. So, we've covered two major changes with Instagram like counts and Instagram checkout so far. For this next what if scenario, we're going to keep it in the Instagram family, but zoom out to look at Facebook and what might happen with the newsfeed. That's right, what if the newsfeed went away entirely?
Gosh, it seems ridiculous to even think of. The newsfeed is synonymous with social media these days. Every network has a feed, and every network has an algorithm that surfaces custom content to its users. Well, it's no longer impossible to fathom a Facebook without a newsfeed.
Yes, there have been signs of Facebook moving in that direction, especially after F8, when they revealed new designs that showed an emphasis on groups and events.
I have to say, the changes totally caught me off guard.
Yes, same.
So what would a newsfeedless Facebook look like for marketers? It would certainly throw advertising for a loop. The newsfeed is the primary real estate for Facebook advertising. You can't advertise on groups at all. So we'd probably see some pretty major evolutions in terms of ad spend on Facebook.
And the shift towards privacy makes me wonder how brands and businesses fit into that vision at all. Of course, Facebook will find a way to make things work. It's the brands and businesses who help Facebook pay the bills. But what will a shift to privacy and away from a newsfeed mean in practice? More one-to-one conversations with customers? An emphasis on real-time messaging with WhatsApp or Messenger?
There are so many what-ifs that spawn out from the huge what-if about the newsfeed. It's like a big Pandora's box. One final thought to add, and perhaps a comforting one for marketers, is that these changes will take time. And we are talking years, not months. Mark Zuckerberg said so himself from the stage at F8. So while there are lots of unknowns about what the future of the newsfeed will mean, it's still a long ways off from becoming a reality.
These have been three significant what-if scenarios that we've tackled so far, Heather May. How about we close the show with a mix of some big ideas and wild wishes?
Ooh, I'd love to. These ideas come from the Buffer team and our Science of Social Media listeners. Thank you so much to everyone who connected with us on social media to share your thoughts and participate in this episode. The first, what if you could edit your tweets after you've published them?
Oh yes, this is a big one. Thank you to the Dreamy Dryad for suggesting this. It comes up quite often, especially when you see a small typo just after hitting send. I think we've all been there. Maybe there could be a 1 minute timer on editing a tweet so you can catch typos, but not drastically change a tweet after it's become popular.
That would be amazing. I can't count the number of times that there's a tiny word that is off, or like you said, a little typo, and I just wish that I could hop in there and make that quick correction before anyone spots it.
It would save some embarrassment, definitely on my side. Next up, I love this fun idea submitted to us by Dagmar Marketing. What if social media had an effort meter?
An effort meter? What if you could see how much time and energy someone put into making an image or video? Wouldn't that be insightful? I know that we've wondered how these amazing brands and influencers do it. It'd be really interesting to see inside an Instagram studio or go behind the scenes with a brand's social media team.
And to tie this into our first what-if scenario about Instagram likes, I think it'd be quite powerful to also to simply know the amazing social media post you saw wasn't done in an afternoon. It's rare that people can roll out of bed and whip something up that looks that good.
So true. Okay, we had a couple different people submit this next one. Thank you for Dereich and Sam Blankenship. Their idea? What if we rethought the way that social media feeds worked?
Wow, well, there'd be a ton of different ways to do it, wouldn't there? One suggestion from the community was simply put things back the way they were, a list of all the posts from the people you follow with the most recent ones at the top.
I can't say I wouldn't enjoy that. Okay, let's round out our list of ideas by speeding through a final set here. This one comes from The Mass Hacker. They suggest, what if you could organize your Instagram feed by groups? So you'd have a group for family, a group for celebrities, a group for work friends, etc. I love that idea.
I love this too. In fact, I used the lists feature in Twitter to curate a list of people from real life, my buffer colleagues. This helps me organize my Twitter feed greatly, so I'd love that for Instagram too. We have an idea from Joe Rowie, and this was, what if you could pay a single fee not to see any ads on social media? Interesting.
There is a time I think I would really enjoy this. However, now I really, really love seeing new brands emerge. And I have to say that the vast majority of shopping probably comes from brands that are advertised to me on Instagram. So I don't know if I would want it to go away. And our last one comes from Petra Oplova. Her suggestion, what if all the social media networks got together to hide all engagement across all social media posts? Whoa, that's wild.
That is wild indeed. Wow. Well, thank you to everyone who submitted their ideas to us. And thank you for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. And if you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Heather May, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag BufferPodcast. You can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We have more great social media content for you next week as we're counting down to episode number 150. Unbelievable. We are looking forward to next Monday, everyone. Have a good Monday.